Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
It's almost 12 o'clock on RTÉ Radio 1 with Drop and Go parking at Dublin Airport. Effortless concierge parking available at both terminals.
Now, the original Rude Boys have left the studio for the moment. 2 years ago, Caoimhe Dufresne was let go from a very well-paid job in the tech sector. It's like a theme we have today, Caoimhe. It was a blow to her career at the time, but it led to her flourishing in a new job, which is starting her own business and using vision boards. Caoimhe Dufresne, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. It was a colleague, was it, in the tech sector who introduced you to the idea of vision boards?
It was indeed. So it was a manager actually at the time. So I was working in tech, as you said, leading data science teams. Yeah. And a manager told me one day about vision boards. And I have a degree in engineering, a PhD in physics. So I'm your STEM science girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was telling me about what might be perceived as woo-woo, right? Vision boards, collages to change your life. Mm-hmm. And she was like, go home and take the half day now.
Did you say nothing when it was first being mooted towards you?
She was my manager, so I wouldn't be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Send me home on the half day to make the vision board. And I went home delighted with myself, rather sceptical, but delighted to get out and sat down to make the vision board. And that was 7 years ago. And every year now I make one, if not two, vision boards per year.
Did it help you in the job that you were in at the time?
It did. It really did. So vision boards are about focus and mindset, mm-hmm. right? So the way that they work is, first of all, getting clarity on what it is you want your life to look like. OK, so how often do we actually stop to think, what is success? And success is different for everybody. So it helped me stop, get clarity. And then you capture those goals and intentions and you put them on the board, right? And you put it... My vision board is beside my bed, so I see it every morning, every night.
Right.
And I'll reflect on it once or twice a week. So it's focus and mindset. So in terms of the job, where am I at the moment? What is it that I want to get out of this job? And in the context of everything else that's going on in my life. Right?
There are other things on the vision board that not related to work.
Yes, there are. Yes. So I'll have a vision board representing my life, which will be the various areas of my life. Right. So my connections, my community, my family, my work, my health, those bits. And then at the moment, I have a vision board for Dufresne, the business.
Aha. Uh-huh. And it's spelled Dufresne for us because that's what people can look up now online.
It's Dufresne.
There's a father, but you...
There's a father, but then, you know...
So this, you were laid off, were you, from this job?
I was laid off from a job in telecom. So I'd done 12 years in tech and it did come as a big surprise. But I do remember...
PhD in physics and master's and degrees. I mean, it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's a cruel world, isn't it, in those big high-flying jobs?
And you think you're safe, right? But you're never safe when you're out with somebody else, I guess. But I do remember the morning that I was let go. The week before, I'd been helping somebody in the running club who suffers from dementia. And I remember that morning saying, they can take my potential wealth, but they can't take my health. And that was a really strong thing in my head going through it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did the vision boards help you through...
My vision board.
The blow of having your
totally
career.
Totally changed it.
Really?
So I sat down with the... It was then coincided with time to make my next vision board. And I sat down and I made the vision board, which I captured, unleash your imagination to create your dream job. And I'd been on the track, right? The success.
You had, yeah.
Tech.
The
track,
perfect steps.
Right? And all of a sudden I was confronted by unleash your imagination to create your dream job. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like this now. I also had at the top, don't crack under pressure. And they were just kind of clippings that I cut out of magazines. And... I was offered a few jobs after I'd been let go, a few juicy jobs, juicy salaries, interesting. And I had Don't Crack Under Pressure and
right.
I had Explore. I had Grit, Determination, Grace. I had all my values captured on the vision board. And I just started to take small steps to experiment with, okay, what could this dream job actually look like? And it was a real test and learn.
It was working for yourself and doing what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Can you explain how this is your business?
So my business today, I introduce myself as a life design coach, which is a title I've totally made up, right? My mother
great.
Can't quite get her head around it. But anyway, so I help people live by design and not by default. And what I do is I facilitate a range of workshops, so design workshops, where you come to design your vision board. So what actually became quite apparent was friends were asking me, how do you make a vision board? And I was like, oh, you just get the magazines and you cut them and you put them on the board, you know, and you go off with it.
They were like, I have to buy magazines?
Well, I have to buy magazines. Where would you find them? But it became apparent that they weren't coming into the space with enough reflection done. So that's why I designed these workshops. So life design workshops to get you clarity on what you want your life to look like. And then career design workshops. So this week I'm flying to Leeds to facilitate a career design workshop to help a group of employees figure out what a really great career will look like.
Right. And what will the vision board look like then? Will they be
for
themselves? Print things off the internet? What do you, how do you
no,
do
No, I'll have the magazines. I shipped the magazines over last week with DPD. Now they're over there in the office in situ. So the vision board will be full of their values, right? So we'll do a big exercise on values. We'll do a big exercise on fear. I facilitated this workshop actually 2 months ago and somebody told me last week that they got the promotion and work, that they'd finally leaned into fear to go for the job and now they've got the promotion. So it's about believing in yourself, right?
And it's visualising that.
It's visualising, yeah.
Is it daunting to be checking it twice a day and having it around the house to look at, kind of judging you?
It depends on your mindset, right?
It depends on your fear.
It depends on your fear. Like, I'm terrified here today, but I'm also excited to have the opportunity, right?
So you go into companies and groups and places like that?
I go into companies. I do one-on-one coaching and I do group workshops. Yeah.
And where are they finding you mostly? On Instagram?
On the website, on LinkedIn, and on the website.
Dufresne.com.
Yeah, Dufresne.com.
And looking you up on Instagram, which is Dufresne, if we search for you there.
Yes.
It's fascinating. It's worked for you and it's worked for many of your clients, I presume.
Yeah, I've probably had over 500 people making a vision board with me. And the stories that they have are, and again, it comes back to everybody's definition of success. I have people who have been the high achiever who've taken the step back. I have people who've leaned into building their own job.
And you, the scientists, you've totally changed. Thank you so much, Caoimhe Dufresne, and Dufresne.com, that's the place to go. We've loads more to come in the second hour to speak to you after Anocht.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.